are you enjoying this opportunity, Braden, to take the number one spot
tonight? I'm pumped. I've been kicking off for 2 years, and I've just been waiting for my spot to punt. Shane was a great punter, and he taught me a lot, and so I'm super excited to finally get the opportunity to. I've been waiting for it. So,
just watching you out there, you definitely got the fastball, so to speak. The bomb. What are some of those nuanced things, the off-speed stuff, just some of the things that Shane was so good at, you know, placing ball inside the 10?
Yeah, he was super. I would say he's probably one of the more consistent punters I've ever seen. I mean, in practice, it was just like it was almost frustrating because he would just not hit – you know, a single bad ball. I mean, it would be the same ball every time. And I've been trying to work on that a lot because it's not really the deep ball or the high hanging ball that matters. It's hitting the same ball. Because if we can do that, we can scheme it up. So I've just been trying to hit not necessarily the biggest ball, but the same ball every time. So,
which gets the most glory, the kickoff man or the punter?
The punter, definitely. Yeah, Shane got a lot of attention. He liked it, so I'm pumped for it.
A little more pressure come with punting for punter you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had a long history of good punters, and I'm just excited to finally get to step up and see what I can do. At the same university, you know, Shane Leckler, Drew Kaiser, Shane Spiegel, all those guys are on the NFL, and, you know, A&M alone has three NFL punters right now, and, like, so I'm excited to step up behind him. So.
You ever meet Leckler along the way?
I haven't, actually. I know I believe his daughter plays for the same volleyball team my mom coaches, so I know they talked a little bit and just, like, he knows that I'm here, but we haven't really talked much. So,
you look up to him as a guy who probably could wind up in Canton one day.
Definitely. Oh yeah. When he was here, he was just a beast. And I know he didn't come here just a punter. He came here as a quarterback and then moved to punter. So I know like he eventually grew into a punter, and that's like his lifestyle now. He loves it. I think it's hilarious because he doesn't have to kick too many balls a day. I mean, he's getting older, and he just does what he does every day. He just really hasn't really changed. So.
You were probably born when he was punting here. He's still doing it, right?
So. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've heard of him my entire life. When he was at Oakland forever, I heard of him, and I knew who he was growing up. And, you know, when I finally started really getting into punting, I really started to pay attention to what he actually did, and I really appreciated it. So,
being around Daniel every day, how good could this guy be this season?
Awesome. I mean, we're around each other all the time, and so, like, I'm really excited to get to do it with Austin and Daniel and all the guys, because we're with each other, like, especially during fall camp. I mean, we're with each other 7 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm really excited for it. Daniel's been working really, really hard this off season, so we all have. So,
can you tell us about that? Just how he works on his craft.
I mean, it's not just coming out here and kicking. He's been working really, really hard in the weight room, out in conditioning. He's definitely been going to be that man this year and as a kicker in college football. So I'm pumped for him. Get to hold for him. So.
I spent a lot of time in here, and you know, you have different things you do than the rest of the team in practice. But sometimes you have to seem like you have to kill a little bit of time. What are some of the competitions that y'all get into in here?
Well, Daniel's kind of like the games guy, so he makes up pretty much all of our games we get to do in here. So I mean, you're not going to kick all the day. It's the same thing as a pitcher. A pitcher's not going to pitch the entire day like 300 balls. You know, we got to come in here, relax a little bit, and have some fun. So we'll. Some different competitions. Oh gosh, we'll race a lot. We'll do a little 2-on-2 football, just, you know, keeping us a little athletic, keeping us in shape. Because if we come in here and do nothing, we're going to get pretty out of shape pretty quickly. That off season's going to go to waste. So we're just getting in here running a little bit. So
who's the fastest specialist?
Oh, I mean, that would have to be Drew Reithman. That dude, he can fly. He's got the fastest leg. He's a freak. I mean, he can run like a, I think a 4.6. So he's really fast.
How is it y'all managed to get to come into the AC?
I don't know how we hooked that up. It's been here since I've been here, so I'm not complaining about it. I'm just going to stay in here, yeah, exactly.
You had you had Connor, who was a quarterback, and you had Shane, who could throw the ball around a little bit. Are you let the wing fly a little bit in here while y'all are throwing around?
I'm trying to, yeah. My arm hasn't been the best, but I'm working on it. So just in case something comes up, I've got to throw it. But, yeah, Connor and Shane were awesome at holding, and so I'm pumped to go behind them. And I know Shane made it a point that he can throw. He did it all the time. He just loved throwing, so I got to kind of back it up a little bit, keep it loose.
What's the transition been like for you not having Banks anymore, who had such a history as a punting instructor?
I mean, we're kind of self-sufficient, like Daniel said. We know what we do, and like we've hit so many balls now that on film we can look at ourselves and pretty much coach each other up and coach ourselves up. So Coach Banks definitely had a lot of experience with punting especially, so he knew to correct us, but he also knew, like, that we knew we were doing, so he didn't try to 180 change us. You know, he was just tweaking and stuff, so that's what we do right now still. So
when Daniel hits that field goal in Tuscaloosa, points it, what are you gonna do?
I'm probably going to watch Daniel point at Coach Banks. We're going to see how that goes. But, yeah, I'm pumped for Bama. I mean, I'm pumped for all of our games, but that one's just going to have a special place for us. I'm going to go out there and do what we do. I'm not going to focus too much on that. I'm just really, really excited to get to play against that whole team. So
when you were a kid, how did you get into punting, kicking, and then holding as well?
I used to play middle linebacker. That was like I wanted to play middle linebacker in college. Clearly, you know, I'm a little smaller than average linebacker, so I knew it wasn't going to work out. But yeah, eventually I ended up actually fracturing my back, and so I wanted to still play college football, so I figured I'd switch to just kicker and punter. So I ended up doing that, and then I started holding in the Under Armour American game for Logan Tyler. I held for him. He was a lefty, so that was a little hard, but then I eventually just got doing it more and started doing it here. And even when Connor was here, I was third string holder, always holding on the sidelines. So,
how old were you when you fractured your back, and how did you do it?
The first time I was in seventh grade, I was playing linebacker and I hit a guy. I went backwards, and then my second time was sophomore year. I was squatting a little bit and just kind of felt the pop, so just had to move on to kicker.
What was the recovery like for that?
I mean, it was all right. I was out for a few months. I didn't have to get surgery or anything. You know, they told me you can get surgery, fix it, and be a year and a half, or just wait it out. So I just waited out for a couple months, and I got back to it, and I figured I'd just, you know, try to be a kicker and try to be the best I could be at it. So.
That punting motion, does that tweak anything, or do you still feel it at all or anything, or is it?
No, the strength test has been really good, especially with not putting too much pressure on the back. I mean, I've been doing a lot of front squats, stuff like that. I can still like stay explosive and not put a whole lot of weight on my back. I'm just trying to make myself like faster, not necessarily like stronger, so really doesn't bother the back that much.
So you can play linebacker if called upon.
I'm waiting for it. They call me, I'm waiting to play the linebacker. I've been missing it since sophomore year. So
what are your impressions of the role that Coach Fisher plays in the special teams?
I mean, he has a huge emphasis on special teams. I mean, he personally like stays in the special teams meeting, goes through everyone, knows what he's doing, and out there he'll go through field goal, punt with us, punt return. He'll make sure everyone's doing their job. And I think just putting a huge emphasis on special teams really, really shows like what he's done in the past with them. And obviously, like he's had a lot of guys out of FSU come and go in the NFL, and so I'm excited to work with them for the next 2 years. So,
anything else? Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.